This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Big O, what about the Canes' loss to Ohio State on the worst? Yeah, that too. I'm not going to recover from that. It's hard to, if you're a fan, and you love the teams like I do. I'm born and raised in South Florida, and all I know is our teams. And that's all I love. And, you know, that's what I've grown up with, and I grew up as a Dolphins fan and a Canes fan, and then I inherited the Strikers because they came to town, and then everything else that came to town. And so I live, eat, and breathe South Florida sports, okay? And for me, that's all I ever want to see win. I want to see our local teams win. I'll tell you when they're bad. I'll tell you when they screw up. I'm not going to shy away from that. I've always said, if you're a blind-ass fan, this might not be the show for you, because I'm going to be honest. I may love the team. That doesn't mean I'm not going to tell you. I love the Marlins, but it's not going to stop me from telling you, hey, man, I don't think Bruce Sherman has shown us any kind of commitment yet to winning. Sorry. You know what I mean? But it hurts when that kind of stuff happens, when the referees screw up that UM call, when Jimmy Johnson screws up the Penn State game. It hurts, dude. It hurts when the referees don't get Cleveland Gary's, you know, clear touchdown over the end zone. It hurts. Hell yeah, that hurts. For sure. Bam and Adebayo injured in the finals and gives the Lakers the ultimate break. Goddamn right that hurts. Shaq and Wade get injured in a moment where Shaq was, that was his first year that he was with the Heat, and he was playing out of his mind. It was some of the best basketball he had played in years, because he got fat and lazy the last few years in Lakerland, and he was on a mission, dude. They would have beaten the Pistons, and they would have beaten the Spurs, I believe. Yeah, so there are those moments that our local teams have been right there on the brink, and, you know, whatever happened to them, it just pisses me off that, you know. Yeah, so it's the stuff that you never, ever recover from. If you're a real fan, you know, if you really love the teams and all that kind of stuff, it's always going to bother you. We got to live with it. We got to deal with it. We, you know, but forgetting about it and just saying, it's no big, no, dude, I'm sorry. That's never going to happen with me. No. It's always going to be a problem. Always going to be a problem.